If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday morning. It's dreary out, but it's the sun always shines on this broadcast because Nicola Duke is here, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes, thank you. Is it raining where you are?
It is very damp. Oh, very damp indeed, yes. It's not very nice. It is like that, Peter Kay once said, that fine rain that gets you wet, you know? That rain that gets you wet. Yeah, so it's certainly that. It's apparently it's going to get better throughout the week, though. I mean, Storm Brian, you know, he came a bit early, I think, because I thought he was going to start this week, but he's going to be fizzling out some bro-bry there. But anyway, let's look at the... Do you know what? I opened my portfolio today on my about 1 minute after eight on my Vox app, and I had about seven stocks up, none down. That's very good, isn't it? Wow.
Bloody hell. Yeah, take profit on everything when you see that.
No, it didn't last for long, though.
I know.
Literally, it was... and now I'm looking at it now, and I've got... what is it? It's pretty... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 up. Set up, but I got five down now. But there we are. But, you know, at least it shows an active market. And I have sold, and I put on one of them, and I've put a limit order in for another one, because I think it's a big bargain to be had. I think it's going to re-rate and bounce aggressively. It's in oversold territory. I won't tell you what that is for now, though. Nick, let's look at the anything happening in your world.
No, you know, as you know, I'm recovering from moving house, settling very nicely, very happy to be here. Oh, and Kel Surprise, Justin, the BT Openreach engineer, did not show up for his appointment on Friday.
Really?
So, you know, and you know, if you miss an appointment with BT Openreach, they charge you £165.
What? If you miss one or they miss one?
If they come to your house to install something and you're not there, then they charge you £165.
That's why it's a good cash flow model. Listen, what you need to do there, Nick, is invoice them now, isn't it?
Exactly.
Send them an invoice.
Really? I do that. It's got to be the biggest show ever.
No, you can. It's bouncing at the moment. Listen, it's a cracking investment. 5% dividend, huge amount of cash flow. It's a cracking investment, honestly. So, you know, you could trade it, yes.
It is bouncing, but it's still below fib level. It's not for me.
Listen, why didn't you, just for a laugh, go on, invoice them, see what they do. Just see if they, I stayed in. They don't have to know you work from home. So I stayed in. I've missed my work. This is how much it cost me. I'm invoicing you. But on their part, though, if they miss, if you miss, then they still charge you. That's good, that, isn't it?
I know.
From their point of view. Okay, so looking at the chart here of three stocks, and the first one is Angus Energy. They've announced the OGA has given them permission to go into Brockham there, which was a big thing, so they can test the Kimmeridge layers, which has the potential to host a heck of a lot of oil. But what do you reckon on the chart, Duke? Because it's not got to previous highs, is it? And it's come back a bit.
It has. It's just it's re-tagged them today and double top. Looking a bit double toppy. You know, in technical analysis, it's not a double top unless it breaks the low in the middle. So that would be all the way down at 23. So we can say, it looks a bit double toppy, but it's not actually a double top unless it goes below 23. And then we go a long way down back to sort of the teens. But for now, yes, we're stalled at the previous highs. We've had two attempts. It's a big deal fib level, 36.62, but a daily close above 36.62 is a big deal breakout, and the next target is 54.12. 54.20. We will see a bit of resistance around 42.50, but the next Fib target is 54. Until then, though, we are going to go sideways consolidating at this range. I'd like to see what happens when we come back and we test the moving averages. You know, maybe the midpoint of the range around 30.60, but for now, sideways.
Yeah,
consolidation.
I think this news sort of priced in kind of thing, and the OGA approval is priced in. It's now what they can get from Kimmeridge. I think that's the big upside, because that's the commercial side of it. You know, this regulatory approval was sort of, I mean, people knew about this. They knew it was going to happen. If everybody done research on this, they knew it was going to happen. So it did rise, but it's come back a bit. And I think now to find out what they can get from the Kimmeridge layer, that's the big, you know, that's the big re-rate if it happens positively. Okay. All right, then the next one is, I don't know, where is it, Nick? Here we are. Oh, Premier African
yeah. Minerals.
Sorry, yes.
So Premier African Minerals is bouncing, but it's back at sort of moving average resistance, and it really has got to close above that daily 50 moving average to get going higher. Otherwise, if I measure the move, like the drop from the high on the 27th of July, then the Fib support's a little bit lower at 0.23, and we're not quite there yet. I think 0.23, that bottom of the range, is a really, really good buy level, but just not quite there yet. Now, if I'm wrong and we're going to keep going higher, if we close above 0.42 or if we close above that daily 50 moving average, then I think that we'll go back up to 50, 48.50 and the 200-day moving average. But for now, I would put an alarm at 0.23. I think it's a great place to buy.
Okay. All right. Well, they've just done some new good news out today. They've just done some assays, results drilling program underway at the company's Zulu Lithium and Tantalum project. And they've upgraded there now. And what is it now? It's gone from 20 million. I think I saw somewhere.
Assay.
It's good news anyway, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A close, the daily 50 moving average is at 40. If we can close above that, so 41, 42, the prior highs is at 42. If we can close there, then we've bottomed and we're going to go higher. So watch out for that. It's not far away.
All right, Prem, it's a popular stock, and hopefully we'll get George on the podcast soon, because he comes on every now and again. Yeah. Okay, and the last one we're looking at, unless there's any requests, people can put a request in on Facebook if they want, is Seeing Machine. See? And they had an update, I think, last week, and they were up strongly when I looked earlier today, but where at the moment? See? Yeah.
Well, the Friday was the big day. Yeah. Friday was the big day where we blasted through the 200-day moving average and closed above it. So, and we've continued to squeeze higher today. I think this looks really, really good. I'm looking for a pullback back towards that 200-day moving average. Well, 50% of the last swing would be 3.83. So if you want to catch the ride on this one, 3.83. It might not come back that far, though. 4.07 would be the 38.2. So one of those two levels, 4.07 or 3.83, I'm looking for it to find some support and turn higher. The RSI is a little bit up there at 82 today. So I think that a little bit of a pullback to those levels and then some sideways consolidation while the RSI cools off a little bit would not be crazy. And then I like it to go higher. You know, it's made a higher low now. I think it goes to 7.
Okay, cool. Okay, we have a quick request here. So BRD, which is Blue Rock Diamonds. Can you
BRD, let's take a look.
Stuart there on Facebook.
Hi, Stuart.
Morning, James. Morning, Mark.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one again, like, it's trying to make a higher low. So we have the really good consolidation lows, went sideways and found really good support in July. We've pulled back. I think that to confirm that we're going higher, a close above 190, that's above the daily 20 and 50 moving averages, would do it. You know, we're turning up higher on the RSI. Everything looks set to make a higher low here. I'd like to see it do it, but that would be your confirmation. So buy a little and then buy a little bit more on a close above 1.93.
Mm-hmm. A lovely Nicola.
And your first target would be back to these prior lows here. So the lows from March and April and the 200-day moving average at 3.75.
Marvellous. That's absolutely wonderful, Nicola. And how was your...
If we don't close at 1.9 above 1.9 and we fail there, then we're still in a downtrend. Oh. That's why I say buy a little and then buy a little bit more if we can close above it.
I understand what you're saying. Lovely stuff, Nick. And by the way, people listening to this on the podcast, if you want to see these charts, you can see them in video form at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Yeah, all right.
I sounded a bit crazy then. Crazy cat lady or something.
Well, you are, aren't you?
No, but I have some dogs.
I'm crazy animal lady. don't categorise me as a cat lady. I'm crazy animal lady. Is all.
I'm crazy animal lady.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Nick, thanks very much. Okay. And speak it tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.